Season launch at Donington. Great to see you, Colin. You've just arrived and I'm the first person you've come to chat to. Thank you very much. How are you doing?
Very well. Thanks, Steve. It all comes around quickly again, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, you think back to last October, but it's always exciting, sort of the eve of the season, going into the unknown. Just wondering how quick you're going to be that first qualifying session at Donington Park. But I think everybody's excited about that. You know, there's so many rule changes this year and lots to be excited about, so it's great.
We'll talk about obviously the hybrid boost and everything in a second. Just briefly going back to last year, it's interesting because you said to me once, people think you didn't have a particularly good season, but you did. It's just that you weren't at the front all the time, but you still had a good consistent season and racked up the points and were in the shout, you know, close to the end.
Yeah, I think I've sort of wiped the slate clean on last year, so I need to actually think back to think what happened. But but by all accounts, you know, we didn't win as a driver or a team or manufacturer, you know, so obviously we've slightly missed our goals there, but it was still a strong season, you know. Winning I think four races maybe and finishing fourth overall, which was, you know, probably the story of the season. It's probably a realistic view of where I was in the pecking order. So, it's difficult to be right at that sharp end every season. It's almost sometimes you got to wait your turn, and you know, hopefully that turn is 2024. You know, there's been a huge effort going over this winter to, you know, increase the competitiveness of the of the 3 Series BMWs. So. That's why I'm excited about this season. You know, I think we've got a real chance.
Yeah. I mean, when you've been at the top of your game as much as you have over the past decade or whatever it is, I mean, it's interesting that the fans' expectation is that you'll just keep doing it and keep doing it.
They maybe forget I get a year older.
You said you were Benjamin Button. Yeah. You're getting younger.
But it's I think as well, you know, the competitiveness of the series really grows season by season. You know, the margins get finer and there's always tweaking of the rules that makes it harder as well, you know. So I think the championship is as tough as it's ever been. It's, you know, going back to your question, it's not easy to be to be right up there year in, year out, because, you know, the championship does take a big toll on you, sort of mentally and psychologically. So, it takes a bit of work to come back fresh again and hungry and be able to bring your A game every time. So, I've been able to do that really over my career. You know, I've been able to keep delivering and I don't see why this season should be any different.
Yeah, you have a body language about you which says you're coming into this very positive, which means you've been pleased with the time you've had in the car pre-season.
I would say we've still more to come. You know, we're testing, obviously, we've got media day to look forward to, but then another 2 days down in Pembrey in Wales. We've been a little bit shy of track time. We've had 3 days, but not loads of dry weather running. There's been a lot of sort of wet dry and almost, you know, when the track's in the middle and you're not learning anything. So I wouldn't say I'm totally happy, as we sit here now, with where I am with the car, but I've still got 3 more days to get through the program and to really come into the first weekend knowing which direction we're heading with the car, and for me to be totally confident. So but I think everybody's in the same boat. You know, it's been such a wet start to the year. We've probably done as much running as most others, but it's just the British weather hasn't lent itself very well.
So what about the new hybrid boost, the increase in boost? Everybody seems to be looking forward to it. And I'm saying it's going to be a game changer.
I think it's difficult to know there's going to be a game changer until we get into the race environment. Things are always different when you're testing, but certainly we had it in our cars last week at the official test at Croft. It was the first time I was able to deploy with the full with the full energy, let's say, and it's a massive difference to what we've had. You know, it's what I expected we would have, you know, when I learned we were going hybrid. So it is exciting because it's it feels more than double than really what we had last year. You know, it's really significant. You know, I would say sometimes last year when you deployed it was quite insignificant, especially on, you know, some places like Silverstone National. You get onto the straight and you deploy and you expect more, but this year, you know, I think you really feel the power delivery come in, and it's like, wow, this is pretty cool. And you also feel when you come off the button, you know, that really stood out to me as well. Whenever you come off the hybrid deploy button, it's almost like you come off the accelerator. It's almost like you drop the throttle. It's like when you're on the motorway and you're sitting in behind a lorry and you pull out and you feel that headwind. That's what it's like when you drop off the hybrid. So yeah, it's going to really be a useful tool to do something with. Either go forward or try and stop going backwards. But
it's going to change race strategy, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it's... again, I think we have to see. You know, there's also a lot of different elements this year with the option tyres. Mm. You know, I think that's going to change race strategy even more, given that you have to go to the next available hardest compound. So, you know, I think how hybrids used, I would imagine, is probably still going to be in a similar manner. You know, people's strategies, I think, will be quite similar to that to last year, but probably you've just a better chance of completing your strategy, let's say, getting the move done. Yeah, you know, because so many times last year you're on hybrid, but so is the bloke in front of you or behind. So, you know, I think you have a better chance of, let's say, racing through the pack like we would have saw in years gone by when maybe you had all the weight out of your car. You know, you had a bad race one, you're at the back, you've no weight, and you'd come charging through. I think there's a better chance of doing that, whereas last year that was almost impossible. Yeah.
You're chasing a history-making fifth title this year. Is it doable?
You know, I would say I'm chasing a title this year. You know, the fact that it's would be number five, you know, isn't really something that, you know, I think about at all. You know, I think you set your stall out, you want to win the championship. So is it doable? I think you probably know after the first, let's say, 3-4 rounds. You know, I think that's when you get a good picture of how things are going, how competitive you are, how your season's going to play out. The first race weekend can sometimes be an anomaly. Strange things can happen. But I think after a few meetings, you start to see a bit of a pattern. So I think that's when we'll know. But, you know, even reflecting on last year, you know, we didn't quite have the package, but still I was at the halfway point. I think I was third in the championship and looking really competitive. So, as we know, it only takes a few bad rounds and you're out of it. But, I think it's going to be a tactical season, given the sort of hybrid, the option tires, the qualifying format. You know, it's going to be a bit of strategy at play and just trying to keep banking the points. So, I would say, I'll give my best shot and most importantly, try and enjoy it. You know, it's
absolutely
my 20th season, so I want to try and enjoy a few of them.
Will all the family be with you again this year? Because I know your two boys are now behind the wheel as well, aren't they?
Yeah, they'll probably not make them all. You know, I have two teenagers now and they have their own sort of social lives and things they like to do at weekends.
Hang around with mum and dad anymore.
Yeah, and mostly they like to do motorsport stuff. So both boys are autograssing this season again, and Lewis has been out testing in junior saloon cars and Fiestas and stuff. So I would like them to be at as many as possible, you know, because, you know, I don't know how many years I'm going to be still doing this, but that's my view. Maybe not their view. You know, they've been brought up at BTCC racetracks and trailed through hotels and early morning starts and stuff. So, we'll just take it one weekend at a time. But, yeah, it's great if they're here and can enjoy the experience.
Has Lewis intimated he'd like to be in the BTCC one day?
Oh, yes.
Start saving.
Yeah, you'll eventually lose one Turkington and get another.
Colin, have a really great season. I've just got a good feeling for you this season, and I hope it goes really well. As it's the start of the season, a bit of fun to finish with. I've got five secret questions in front of me, numbered 1 to 5. You have to choose two between 1 and 5, and we'll see what you get.
I'll go for 3 and 5.
Right, 3. Which driver, living or dead, would you most like to race against?
Does it have to be a touring car driver?
Nope. It can be any driver, any car, anywhere.
So many to choose from, especially in touring car. Probably John Cleland. I may have raced against him incidentally in some sort of old historic super touring car race or something, but in his day.
Oh, absolutely.
In his day. I've been listening to some old sort of super touring podcasts recently, and I would have said Anthony Reid, but I've raced against him, been teammates with Anthony, but probably John Cleland. When you reflect on those races, you're looking back through rose-tinted glasses, but it all seems pretty cool. And, I think in that era as well, maybe if I could sort of jump into Steve Soper's seat, in the 1992 season against John, that'd be pretty cool.
I think John Cleland's a great choice. I'm a big fan of John Cleland's. And final question, if you could have any road car, money no object, if you could have any road car, what would you choose?
I should say something being
pretend they're not listening.
BMW or not, I am a big fan of an E30 BMW. It's an iconic sort of touring car from back in the day. But my dad actually also has an E30 BMW, a left-hand drive one that he got from Germany that I used as my wedding car. And it's probably, if you ask me which BMW would I pick out of everything, it would be an E30 and, which road car. I think it just looks cool. And from time to time, I race one as well with Mark Smith. I'll be racing one actually this year in the here at Donington, Donington Historic Festival. So I would choose an E30, a car from back in the day, but has so much sort of character and personality, and has rear-wheel drive, so you can hang the tail out.
Good choice. Colin, really good to catch up with you. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks.